there was a street sweeper that we did hire, and all the streets were swept. And the Shire staff do have a dedicated routine. We have a lot of gum trees. Trees fall. We do the best that we can. But certainly if you do as the chair has asked, we can take it as a prospective job.
And the more specific you can make that request, it's easier to target those particular spots. So if it happens to be out in front of your house, that's okay.
In front of my house, I've always looked after, and I always looked after half of Pearson Street when I was up there too.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't. But I'm just saying these are areas that mainly it's not up to people to do that.
It's possibly a council decision regarding the trees. I know there's several people would like trees removed from their in front of their houses because they impact their front yards in summer. So that's possibly something that council will consider, whether we denude the streets or...
I don't think we need to remove trees. They just need to be pruned and looked after.
Yeah.
And just cleaned up.
Thank you.
The other thing I was wondering, when I was listening to the tape, I don't know if you can tell me this or not. I know there's a lot of stuff gets said, oh, we'll do that after the meeting. When you're talking about cost of things and what's going to happen, I thought the council was supposed to be transparent. So why don't those questions get answered?
So what you were referring to specifically was so public has access to what's the term?
Payment listing?
Statutory. Finance, and so the statutory regulations say what's available. When there's further detail, when it's specific to a particular contractor or a particular business or a particular transaction, then that the council and the whole organisation has been advised for that not to become public, and that's piggybacked on the fact that previously we've had two financial transactions hijacked, pirated. Fortunately, we're lucky to get the funds back, but it's a security measure to minimise the risk of hacking. Basically, it's a very prevalent thing. Local governments, particularly small local governments, small businesses, and so on, are all being advised for the same thing. So that's the reason for that. So it's as of January this year, all our ordinary meetings are recorded. And so just being aware that once it's recorded, any Tom, Dick, Harry or Joe can then listen to those recordings. So if there's specific details given as a recording, they can play that back until they get as much data as possible. So it's just to minimise that. It's not trying to hide anything. It's just to prevent that. That's all, to minimise the risk. That's it. Just getting the swing of things.
Hang on.
Which is in.
Hang on.
I was just wondering, the meeting we came to about the units, the land and the units, and, what's happening with that? It's supposed to be acted on immediately, so nothing's happened. So what's happening?
So there are three different departments involved for that land to get transferred to the Shire of Wildcatcham, and it's just governmental process with the elections thrown in the middle has just slowed the process down. It's I'm aware that Sabina is in regular contact with the relevant departments, and it's just the speed of the wheel, unfortunately. So at this stage, we don't own that land, and in the process of identifying some other options should a build be upon us, and that land hasn't become available. Any other questions from the gallery?
Just keep on their tail.
there's two different ministers that require approval, and we have to give their approval. It's just nature of the beast, unfortunately. An election thrown in the middle of it didn't help the process.
I noticed, and I think Senator Stratford brought it up at the meeting about minutes from the
Senator
Stratford. She's been promoted.
Just brought up in the world.
About minutes from the Senior Town Trust, which We had never done that before, so why now?
So we did go back through records. They have appeared before when they've been made available. They have come into the ordinary meeting before, I think.
Yeah,